Ever since Nashville landed the NFL draft a year ago, the hype has promised a huge economic impact for the city, along with massive media exposure. Yet capturing the costs and the inconvenience is much more difficult. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports on the math behind the draft.
Here's the case for hosting. Philadelphia says the draft created a $94 million economic impact 2 years ago. Dallas last year says it reaped $125 million. And Nashville's tourism chief, Butch Spiridon, estimates the number will be even bigger. He starts with the NFL, pumping in maybe $20 million, before tallying up the other bigger buckets.
I think this is a $80 to $100 million visitor spend, and then you amplify it with the media coverage that we get, primetime television, media from all over the world, talking about Nashville.
And there's a long-term benefit, he says, of proving that Nashville is an A-list destination for huge events.
I think it takes the question away for good. Can we play on a world stage? Yeah, we're an event town, we're a fun town, we're cool, and we do it with our own unique spin.
He calls it the exclamation point on a series of huge Nashville festivals. But, and there has to be a but, sports economists put little faith in economic impact studies.
90% of it is nonsense.
Alan Sanderson is one skeptic, a University of Chicago economist.
It should have a small, but very small, economic boost to a city.
Unpopular opinion, but shared by many economists. Sanderson, who saw the draft wallop downtown Chicago for a couple years, says most cost-benefit estimates fail in three ways. They don't tally up all the costs of closures, traffic congestion.
A lot of police expenditures.
They skip over how much spending, like on hotels, ends up in the pockets of distant corporations.
Most of the money leaves Nashville.
And they ignore the substitution effect, meaning that a hot tourism town would already be bringing in a lot of dollars without the marquee event.
Instead of going to what one normally would have done on Thursday night, maybe they go that. So it's just a swap.
He suggests the draft could have a real impact in a place like Fargo, North Dakota, in February, not Nashville in springtime. Even Nashville Mayor David Briley admits there's a burden that goes along with the benefits.
It's obviously not something we'd want to do every weekend or every month or even every year, really.
But he loves showing off the city, saying it balances out. That's because there is a draft benefit on much firmer ground, the massive media and TV exposure, which this year expands to two nights on prime time.
For the first time ever, the NFL Draft comes to ABC.
All taking place in downtown Nashville at Lower Broadway and outside
Nissan
Stadium.
What's up, guys? The 2019 NFL Draft is coming to Nashville, and I myself could not be any more excited.
Last year's show drew 45 million viewers, and there also will be thousands of Nashville mentions across the media.
They're enormous numbers. I can tell you that we cannot afford a billion media impressions. Like the Convention and Visitors Corporation is dying for this exposure.
This is Hannah Paramore-Breen, founder of Nashville-based Paramore Digital. The branding and ad agency often works on tourism campaigns. She notes that buying a primetime ad, 30 seconds, can cost millions. But ABC says its coverage will focus on the spectacle of Nashville, not just the sports stuff. So it's doing the work of showing potential tourists what a visit could be like.
Like selling any consumer product, like people have to be able to see themselves in that product.
And for her, there's one image the city should project.
I don't think there's any choice but to lean in on the honky-tonks and the brand of Nashville.
Music City. She says that's the tourism engine that will keep running for Nashville long after the draft. For WPLN News, I'm Tony Gonzalez.